Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Enjoy with Dawn Grant. This is a really fabulous Monday morning. I hope that you had a great weekend. It's January 26, 2009, and I'm bringing you 15 minutes of inspiration today. So hopefully it will start off your day in a really great way, but starting off your week in a great way would be even better. I like to give you an opportunity to kind of reflect on things in your life, reflect on who you are and where you're going, and to learn from the experiences of your past to help you to apply that to your present day life so that you can make it an even better and more enjoyable experience. So I bring this to you every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 9:30 Eastern Time. Feel free to look at the archives, as there's lots of great topics that have already been covered, and you can forward them to your friends. You can download them onto your MP3. Feel free to visit my website as well. It's dawngrant.com, and I do lots of services as far as private practice, but also motivational speaking and workshops. But today's quote is, "One man has enthusiasm for 30 minutes, another for 30 days, but it's the man who has it for 30 years who makes a success of his life." And Edward B. Butler made that statement, an American scientist, which I think is really great to look at it from the perspective of a scientist. So if we took a moment to get into Edward's mind, a scientist, the scientist had enthusiasm for just 30 minutes, sure, they would never be able to finish whatever project they're working on. They would never be able to draw conclusions. If they're inventing something, they'd never truly invent it, because you would have to have that enthusiasm to get through all the challenges. You'd have to have the enthusiasm to get through the so-called failures in order to even find the solution or find the final product. If you think back to people, you know, like Bell, who invented the phone, or the inventors of cars and automobiles, and if you go back to all that, think about how many times that they actually made attempts and maybe obviously failed. I know that when the car was being invented, it had to be pulled out in the middle of the night so that people wouldn't make fun of him, and he would have to, you know, try to get it going. Obviously, it wouldn't work a majority of the time until one day it finally did. And it's still being perfected to this day, so there isn't even a final conclusion to that yet, because it just keeps evolving. And you want to recognize that that's truly how it is for anything in your life. You know, you are going to hit bumps along the way. You're going to have challenges that you're faced with. But it's how you deal with those challenges, how you work through them. I tell my clients a lot of times, you know, if the ship's going down, are you going to go down with it? Or are you going to stay strong and excited, enthusiastic, and decide, I can swim really well? So one man has enthusiasm for 30 minutes. And if you think about this, I bet right now you could, first of all, think of other people in your life or people that have been in your life at one point or another, who seem to get frustrated really easy, who seem to get really negative quickly. You know, they might be excited about something at first, but the moment that it doesn't go the way they want it to, they lose their excitement and their enthusiasm. And they might think they're a failure. They might not try again. They might think, I just can't ever do anything right. It's kind of sad, because if you think about those people, you will probably recognize that they probably haven't got very far in their life, because that kind of giving up in a person's life isn't just in one area of their life. You're not just going to see it in their work. You're not just going to see it in their relationships. You're going to see it in every aspect of their life. In my work with the PGA golf professionals, they obviously have had many failures along the way. It's one of the challenges of any sport, really. You have to learn how to deal with and cope with the times when things don't go quite the way you want them to. But when you have a dream and you have a focus and you have clarity and goals and a desire for a certain type of something in your life, whether it's a certain kind of career or relationship or the overall whole picture of your life, it's got to have enthusiasm to get there. You know, and on the golf course, it can go all the way from, you know, whether or not you're winning tournaments, all the way to whether or not you hit that ball the way you wanted to in that moment. So it's a constant challenge of staying enthusiastic, staying positive, staying clear about what it is that you want. Because if you get upset and you go down with the ship, if you go down into the valley, because there's highs and lows in life, then you won't have what it takes to fight your way back out of it. I had a client in my office last week, a young gentleman, and I'd said to him, I'm sorry that it's because I care about you that I actually want you to go into those valleys. I actually want you to stumble and fall. And I want you to have those opportunities to apply the techniques in your life that I'm teaching you. Because if it was just smooth sailing, we'd just push a little button. We'd be like superheroes. We could just glide right over the little bumps in life or the valleys in life. You know, if you sit here and think about it, you might think, well, that'd be great. What a perfect life that would be if I just could smooth sailing. But would it really? I've really stopped and thought about it. If you look back at all the challenges that you've had in your life, the ups and downs, is there any of that you would truly, truly trade? Because if you stop and you realize who you are today, and you love who you are today, then you've got to realize that everything you've ever gone through in life has brought you to this moment. All the ups and downs, the highs and lows. And if you look back, you've actually learned the most from the most challenging experiences. Yeah, they may have been hard. Actually, we know they were hard. But coming and fighting your way out and coming out of that hole even more determined, even more clear, even more excited, even more enthusiastic. Even more clear about what it is you're fighting for is something you truly want in your life. So I give this example of potholes. If you're riding a bike from your home to the beach. I live in a small town, we can do that all the time. So if you're riding from your home to a beach and you're kind of cruising along, it's a beautiful day, you've got music playing in your ears, maybe you're looking at the sky, you're looking at the homes and the yards, and all of a sudden you hit this huge pothole that's so big that you actually fall into it. And it's about 2 to 3 feet above your head once you've fallen in. This would be one of those really incredible little just dips in the road that appear one day because the asphalt fell through. We don't hit them. We don't see them this big very often, but just say that you did. Well, there is a type of person that might give up after a few minutes and think, oh, my gosh, I'm just not strong enough. I'm, you know, think about maybe a woman that has never really worked out or exercised much, and she might be down there thinking, oh, my gosh, there's no way I can get out of this. Well, what about if you just started to try? And you put your foot here and you put your hand there and it crumbles a little bit. But then you notice you're making a little bit of progress. Get a little bit excited. And then you fight your way through and you might have bloody knuckles and you might have broken a few nails, but you pull yourself out. You look around, you get to see the beauty all around you again. You think, wow, I survived that. Holy mackerel. Tomorrow when I make this trip, I hope I don't do that again. You get to the beach and the next day, you're going to drive along. Now, most people, you would think, would remember that that was there. But what if they've got their favorite song on the radio playing, their little headphones? They notice something in a yard that really gets their attention, or a little animal or something, and all of a sudden hit that dang pothole again. So not only are they going to be hard on themselves because they're back in this hole, but they're going to be hard on themselves because, dang it, how could I have forgotten I did this yesterday? If you think about this, we've all done this in life. We end up repeating a lot of the same patterns. We end up repeating a lot of the same relationship issues. We end up repeating a lot of the same work issues. Even how we deal with ourselves or how we deal with life. And so there are potholes along the way. But what you want to know is that here you are in that pothole for the second time, and you're thinking, you know what? I know I got out of here before. And I know that I'm actually a bit smarter because I've got out of here once before. I know that if I put my hand and my foot right here, it's going to crumble down. So I'm going to come over this way, and I'm going to see that there's some sure footing right here, and I'm going to get out faster. The problem in life is that a lot of people don't let that positive flow come to them. That they don't let themselves stop long enough to say, what did I learn the last time? Oh my gosh, this is a little familiar. Let me take a moment to think about my best step, my best strategy, my best placement of my footing. So what they do is they end up getting mad and they lose their excitement, they lose their enthusiasm for life or for that challenge. It's the same thing with the scientists. I'm like, this is, if they went to the spot of this will never work, then they will never get where they need to go. So if you lose your enthusiasm too quickly, you're going to end up just giving up in the bottom of that pit. Or if you decide you're going to go into it being the best you can be, no matter what that is, it's the best you can be in that moment. The best you can be in that moment is of the second time you fell into the pothole is with the wisdom that you gained from the first time. That's a little bit of wisdom there. So you climb your way out and you're even more excited because you're like, dang it, I did that again. I feel pretty good. Now, sadly, some people would be hard on themselves. The whole rest of the day, they would say, I can't believe I keep doing this. And they would see the negative in it. They'd be like, I'm such a jerk. I'm so awful. How can I not remember anything? I've got the worst memory. But then there's others, and hopefully those that I work with, that would say, wow, look at what I learned. And so the next day, hopefully, if they're present in the now, as Eckhart Tolle would say, if you're in the now, you'd be very aware of that pothole before you even got there, and you would ride around it. Okay, but what if you're like most of the world and you fall in again? Hopefully, you would go into it with a positive perspective and enthusiasm, and you'd say, now I take this as a challenge. I'm going to try to beat my time. I'm going to try to get out of here fast. What you want to know is if you're right now at point A in your life, and point B is you living your ideal life in all aspects, your friendships, your significant relationship with another, your lifestyle, your career, your financial situations, your physical health, your emotional health, your spiritual religious health. If you have all these things ideally the way you want them to be, see that in front of you right now. See it as destination B. Well, I will guarantee you, like, let's go ahead and put another one of those labels of 100% guaranteed. I will guarantee you that between A and B, you right now can see many, many potholes. They exist. They're there. It's your perception of them that is going to make or break you. It's your enthusiasm to get from A to B that is going to make or break you. It is not going to take you 3 minutes to get from here to you living your ideal life. It's not going to take you 30 minutes to get from here to you living your ideal life. It is going to take you years of evolution and learning and wisdom. And what I would say is go into that with a positive mindset, a decision that I am evolving, I'm growing, I'm getting wiser with every challenge that I'm faced with. I'm going to stay positive through all of them. I am enthusiastic about living my ideal life because I'm passionate about it. My ideal life is so exciting to me, and it makes me feel so wonderful that it brings about passion and love and excitement within me, and it brings about enthusiasm, because enthusiasm is going to get you through all of these little ups and downs in life, just as a scientist has had to figure out, just as any of us would have to figure out. So thanks for tuning in today. This is your 15 minutes of inspiration. Dawn Grant at dawngrant.com. I hope that you have an enthusiastic amazing, wonderful day and that this helps you to live an even more wonderful life. One man has enthusiasm for 30 days, another for, I'm sorry, one man has enthusiasm for 30 minutes, another for 30 days, but it's the man who has it for 30 years who makes a success out of his life. And thanks to Edward B. Butler, American scientist, for those thoughts. Have an amazing, enthusiastic day.